Is that a hard thing for me to do to introduce your Bekong? Shlita? And although I can't stay to hear him speak, it's not because of lack of Derech Eretz, Chas v'Shalom. It's just I'm going to Chicago on Memorial Day, and he just told me when I come he's flying to Boston. Anyway, I'll call him. We were learning Pirkei Avos on Shabbos. You can't hear me?
I don't think
so. You could be without it also. You can't hear me over here? What? We were learning Pirkei Avos on Shabbos, and we mentioned that the minig of Klal Yisrael L'chayra started to learn Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, because we find that it was added to Pirkei Avos some braises at the end, which are not Mishnayis. The Mishnayis were only 5 parochim. At the end, we have the 6th parak, which is really braises, which were written in Lashon HaKodesh, Shaninu B'Lashon HaMishnah, because we needed 6 weeks before Pesach and Shavuos. So it evolved over the summer months that we learned Pirkei Avos. But L'chatchila, it was a chizuk between Pesach and Shavuos for Kabbalas HaTorah. It was a chizuk. In these weeks, Yankov Kamenetsky, Zuchayna Lavracha, says that the Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they wanted to know where the Torah was. And the Boshem said, you're not ready. It takes a little preparation. So we do the same. We do the same. So there was something that I mentioned that's really very deep. Very deep. The beginning of Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik says, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, Ala Toira V'Alo Avoida V'Al Gmilas Chasodim. So many different pshatim have been said about these three things. What's Toira V'Avoida V'Al Gmilas Chasodim? Avoida, Pashtus for us, means Avoida Satfila. And Avodas HaTfilah is b'mekayim karbonos. So to understand Tfilah, you have to understand karbonos and vice versa. But Rabbi Aaron, in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, says a fascinating idea. When you say, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'ilo Maimed, Al HaTayra V'Alo Avoda V'Al Gmilas Chasodim, you're not saying that these three things are the biggest mitzvahs, or bigger mitzvahs. You're saying they have a facet to them which goes beyond being a mitzvah. It's a very deep concept. When you say, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'ilo Imeid, Al HaTorah V'Al Avoda V'Al Gmilas Chasodim, you're saying that there's something about Torah, there's something about Tefillah, there's something about Chesed, which defines life. It's not just a mitzvah. It's not a bigger mitzvah. It's not the biggest mitzvah. Torah is a mitzvah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's the biggest mitzvah. Avodah is a mitzvah. Ulav Dei B'chol Avavachem. Chesed is a mitzvah. Whichever one will say it, Malach De Bidracha. Chesed is a mitzvah. In terms of mitzvah, it has its existence. But it's more than that. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'ilo Maimed, Al HaTorah V'Al Avodah V'Al Gmilas Chasodim means that these three things are the basic component of the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam describes life for a Yid. It goes beyond being a mitzvah, much further beyond that. You know, someone learned in yeshivas, and you're heard all your life about Limud HaTorah, it doesn't come hard to understand why Torah is a way of life. Davening is a little harder to understand. And chesed is the easiest. I remember growing up hearing Rabbanim say, I think I even heard it through Beryl Wine say it, that if we have to define our generation of American Jewry, we would define it as a generation of chesed. The amount of chesed that our generation, starting at the World War II, the monies that were given to build Torah and to build yeshivas and in Eretz Yisrael, chesed, unbelievable amount of chesed. That would be the defining nature. I think all of us understand very well that chesed is not merely a mitzvah. The Torah is Tchilasei Chesed, V'Saifei Chesed, means it's a way of life. It's not just a mitzvah. It defines us. Tefillah is the same thing. Tefillah is not just a mitzvah. Tefillah is our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Tefillah and the fact that we daven, and the emunah and the bitachon that we express when we daven, is not merely a mitzvah. It's our total existence. It defines who we are, how we breathe, and how we live. When you look at the way Rav Aaron defines it, it's easy to get it. But then we get back to Torah. Some people think that Torah is just another mitzvah. But I always say that balabatim that learn are not just doing another mitzvah. It's a different type of yid. Our quest for limud haTorah, to know what it is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, to unite with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Chachmasa Yisbarach, to have this kesher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, constantly trying to figure out what the pshat is, constantly looking for the emes, it defines who we are. It's not just another mitzvah. It's one of the amudei ha'olam. It's the essence of what a yid is supposed to be. And this is something that was sorely missing in American Jewry. Chesed was there, davening, they came to shul. But Torah, understanding that when a yid learns Torah, it's not just another mitzvah, but it's a defining feature of who we are, who our families are, who our communities are. It makes all the difference in the world. Baruch Hashem, achshir adora. Baruch Hashem, American Jewry has come of age. Every time I see the Olam learning at night, I'm gevaltik and nachas when I see Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi David learning together every night after a whole days of work. So Rabbi Yeshua always says to me that, you know, the Rav inspires him. And I said to him, when you come here after a whole day of working, learning, and I see you hacking away over there, it's an inspiration for me. Shlomi always walking down the street with his earphones listening to the Gemara. I mean, it's a common sight in Pesach. Rabbi says, it's not just a mitzvah. It defines who we are. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we've come to a Zama Drega that we understand that it's not just another thing we do, it's who we are. Al Shleish Dvar Ma'ilam Aymed, Al Atayra Val Avleda Val Gvils Chasadim. The revolution in America was caused by Arad Gdoyle Yisrael, who came over, certainly, B'Rosh Kulam Rabaran Zechatzarek B'Kodesh L'Beracha. But there's very few Rabbonim that were able to come into a city, especially like a city of Chicago, and change Balabatim to understand this. And Reb Zev Cohen is one of the few in the United States. The way the ahava and the love that I hear from people in Chicago to Reb Cohen, and the way he took American Balabatim and didn't just teach them Torah. He didn't just teach them about davening. But he taught him that there's a different way to be a yid. It defines who we are. Makes him very, very special, very, very unique. And that's why it's a kavod to have him coming speaking in our kehilla to the olam, the chashav olam that's involved in the daf haShavua. And I'm sure that he'll be able to inspire us as he inspires everybody in Chicago. And the emissary of Zev, I'm going to listen to the tape later afterwards, but I have to go. Great, Derek Harrison, and Ahava. I'm introducing you to.